Good evening. We'll call the Plan Commission meeting in order and wait for Jan to sit down. And ask you to take the roll. Thank you.
I had to get a mic that worked. Mike Polakoff?
Here.
Michael Serpy?
Here.
Wayne Kessler?
Here.
Deb Scarter is excused. Jim Bandura?
Here.
Judy Giuliani is excused. Bill Stobig?
Here.
John Skalbeck's excused. Brock Williamson?
Here.
Quorum present. Correspondence, Jean?
I have none this evening.
Citizens' comments. We have, we're only going to be taking comments on items A, B, and C. And if there's anybody wishing to speak on either one of those items, you can wait until that item is called. Or if there's anybody wishing to speak on any other item that's not on the agenda, that they want to raise a concern with this village, now's the time to speak. Anybody wishing to speak? Anybody wishing to speak? We'll close citizens' comments and open up to new business. Item A, we'll take item A, B, and C together. And Gene, we'll start with the certified survey map, then the resolution 1821, and the zoning map.
Trustee Serpy, members of the Plan Commission, the first item is item A, consider the request of Craig and Christine Miller on behalf of the Christensen Trust, Oliver and Patricia Christensen, for approval of a certified survey map to subdivide the property located at 9109 River Road and create a five-acre parcel for the construction of a single-family home. And then item B is the public hearing and consideration of Plan Commission Resolution 18-21, and this is for a comprehensive plan amendment at the request of Craig and Christine Miller on behalf of the Christensen Trust, Oliver and Patricia Christensen, property located at 9109 River Road. And this is to amend the Village of Pleasant Prairie 2035 Comprehensive Land Use Plan Map 9.9 to place the field delineated wetland area within the primary environmental corridor with a field verified wetland land use designation and to update Appendix 10-3 of the Village of Pleasant Prairie 2035 Comprehensive Plan to include said amendments. And item C is the public hearing and consideration of a zoning map amendment, also at the request of Craig and Christine Miller on behalf of the Christensen Trust. And this is to rezone the field delineated wetland areas on the portion of the property located at 9109 River Road. And the field area, field delineated wetland areas would be placed into the C1 Lowland Resource Conservancy District from the A2 Limited Agricultural District. As you indicated, these three items require separate actions. We're going to talk about them at the same time for the project. The petitioner is requesting approval of a CSM, a certified survey map, to create a five-acre lot and to create the land use plan map and the zoning map to reflect the field-delineated wetlands within the lot. With this particular project, we've had some previous approvals on January 15, 2018. The Village Board had conditionally approved a variance from Section 395-72A of the Village Land Division and Development Control Ordinance, and this is to allow a five-acre lot to be subdivided from the property located at 9109 River Road, owned by Oliver and Patricia Christensen, trustees of the Christensen Trust, for the construction of a single-family home without the extension of or the connection to municipal sanitary sewer. Municipal sanitary sewer is currently located in Highway C or Wilmot Road, east of the Des Plaines River. Although sanitary sewer is expected to be extended within the Highway C right-of-way west of the Des Plaines River and possibly south on 114th Avenue in the future, where sanitary sewer could serve urban development on both sides of 114th Avenue, really as the road continues south and becomes River Road, basically, urban development is not really likely due to the large amount of wetlands and 100-year floodplain in that area. Furthermore, the extension of the municipal sanitary sewer within River Road would be very costly and would service very few homes. If municipal sanitary sewer is required to be extended due to the failing on-site sanitary sewerage systems, the property owners would likely install holding tanks. If that was not possible, then they would be required to pay the cost of the extension of municipal sanitary sewer and connecting to that system. A soil test was completed, and Kenosha County has indicated that an on-site sewage system could be installed on the proposed property. A new home will also need to install a well since municipal water is not located within River Road. So with respect to the certified survey map, the property is currently zoned A3, limited agricultural district, and portions of the property are zoned C1, lowland resource conservancy district, and FPO, floodplain overlay district. The A3 district requires lots to be a minimum of 5 acres with 300 feet minimum of road frontage. At least 50% of the lot will need to be located outside of the wetlands and outside of the 100-year floodplain to be considered buildable. The petitioner is requesting to create a 5-acre property with over 400 feet of frontage on River Road that meets the aforementioned minimum requirements for the construction of a single-family home. The new home on the property will need to meet the following minimum setbacks. 40 feet is the street setback, 25 feet is a side setback, 50 feet for a rear setback, and 25 feet for a wetland setback. In addition, no structures are allowed to be constructed within the 100-year floodplain, and the first floor elevation of the home will need to be set back a minimum of 2 feet above the 100-year floodplain elevation. The 100-year floodplain and dry land access. As a condition of the aforementioned variance, dry land access will be required, and a driveway will need to be filled a minimum of 2 feet above the 100-year floodplain. However, since the required compensation for the filling, the 100-year floodplain will be done on property within the existing 100-year floodplain. A floodplain boundary adjustment will not be required to be approved by FEMA because of that. Although the driveway will not be physically located within the 100-year floodplain, it will still be mapped as floodplain since petitioners have decided that to submit an official map amendment to FEMA. They are not going to be requesting FEMA to bring the driveway out of the 100-year floodplain. So the petitioners are aware that they may be required to purchase flood insurance or have other approvals from FEMA as may be required by their mortgage company. As part of the required erosion control permit required to fill the driveway area, detailed information will need to be submitted showing what's being filled, the volume of the fill, and the area within the 100-year floodplain being created to compensate for the floodplain being filled to be reviewed and approved by the village's engineer. Wetland delineation. On May 29, 2018, a wetland delineation was completed for the proposed 5-acre property by Tina Myers with R.A. Smith, Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources Professional Assured Wetland Delineator, and she delineated 4 wetland areas on the property. With respect to land use map and zoning map amendments, the field delineated wetland areas are proposed to be located within the primary environmental corridor with a field delineated wetland land use designation on the Village 2035 Land Use Plan map and are proposed to be rezoned into the C1 Lowland Resource Conservancy District. The location of the 100-year floodplain is not being changed. This is a matter of public hearing for the comprehensive plan amendment and the zoning map amendment. We should open the hearing at this time or continue the hearing at this time.
Item B and C are public hearings, and item A is not, but we will allow comments on all three. It's a matter for public hearing. Anybody wishing to speak? Anybody wishing to speak? We'll close the public hearings and open up to comments, questions from the commission. Anybody?
I have none.
Wait.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, seeing there are no questions, I'd move that the Plan Commission send a favorable recommendation to the Village Board to approve the certified survey map, subject to the comments and conditions of the August 27, 2018 Village Staff Report.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the certified survey map. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Item B, what's your pleasure?
Mr. Chairman, I move approval of the zoning map amendment as presented.
Second.
This is item B is a resolution 1821.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes.
That's and okay. That too.
And I second that.
Yes. You move approval of 1821. Yeah. And there's a second, Brock?
Yes. Ahead.
Okay. Motion made and seconded for approval of resolution 1821. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the ayes have it. Now, item C, Mike.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve item C, resolution 1821.
Is there a second?
The zoning map amendment. Zoning, yes.
Second. Motion made and seconded for consideration of the zoning map amendment. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Is he going to clear cut the land too? Not by himself? Okay. Okay. Okay, item D, E, F, and G are not going to be heard tonight. Gene, you want to explain that?
Trustee Serby, members of the Plan Commission, we received a request from the petitioner for items D, E, F, and G, and these were at the request of Mark Hertzfeld of Design 2 to Construct, and he's the agent on behalf of the property owners. We are still working with them on a number of the details that just were not able to get ironed out prior to submitting all these documents before the Plan Commission. So they've asked for some additional time in order to get all the documents together, and at this time they've asked that all these items be withdrawn so they could submit them at a later date this fall.
Okay. So do you want to make? Do we need a motion on that? Or?
Well, they're actually all public hearings. At least three of them are public hearings, so we should accept their request to withdraw all four items.
So do you want to make that motion?
Move approval.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to postpone the hearings on D, E, F, and
we're not
G.
Postponing. We're accepting them to be withdrawn at this time.
Withdrawing the items from the agenda. I'm sorry. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you. Last item.
Move to approve.
All right.
We're getting close.
To approve.
Start over again.
I move to end the meeting.
I second to end the meeting.
Motion made and seconded to adjourn. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
You guys have it. Thank you.